This is Ozarks at Large. Tens of thousands of applicants to Arkansas's Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program have been waiting weeks for financial aid, aid that would be issued to the self-employed, freelancers, and gig economy workers under the Federal CARES Act. Last week, they were told the money could start flowing this week. That is, until the website turned up a security breach. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has more.
The Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, part of the federal $2 trillion CARES Act, provides compensation to those who don't normally qualify for traditional unemployment insurance. Take 30-year-old Sky Pollard, an award-winning singer-songwriter who resides in Eureka Springs. He says his music career was starting to take off when the pandemic shut everything down.
It was a serious snowball effect, to tell you the truth. The last show that I got to play. So the last job I got to work was on March the 7th.
Pollard says he first applied for pandemic unemployment assistance May 1st, and it took several attempts. Now he's just waiting.
Because at this point in time, to be quite frank with you, anything at all would be better than nothing. At least then I could get a couple of my bills paid that I haven't been able to pay.
Ray Dilfield, who's 69, has operated the 1881 Crescent Cottage Inn in Eureka Springs for 20 years with his spouse.
This has caused us a big problem in trying to get the assistance from the government because they want to be able to verify our incomes individually. And we have no way of separating out our joint income through the inn. I mean, we have our 1099s from Social Security, but the rest of it is just one big nebulous pocket that we can't prorate to their satisfaction.
Dilfield, who just reopened the B&B after a fire, says no state workforce agents appears to have a program script process a joint filing application with the Schedule C business income.
We are stuck and cannot get a decent answer out of anybody of how we're supposed to proceed.
State Senator Greg Letting, District 4 Fayetteville, has been fielding numerous complaints from Northwest Arkansas constituents on his Facebook feed.
I'm hearing from a lot of angry Arkansans who are desperate for support because a lot of them have been out of work since mid to late March. And they were promised support by the end of April originally. And then it was the beginning of May. And so there are a lot of frustrated people out there.
According to an email provided by Division of Workforce Services spokesperson Zoe Calkins, 29,000 Arkansans have applied for pandemic unemployment assistance, providing self-employment earnings verification documents. Last week, nearly 6,000 claimants were notified they had to reload online uploaded documents due to a web malfunction. Qualified claimants, Calkins says, will receive benefits based on earnings for up to 10 months, a minimum of $132 per week, up to a maximum of $451. In addition, Calkins says, claimants that receive a weekly PUA benefit will also receive $600 weekly from the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Fund for up to 13 weeks. Late last week, at the governor's daily coronavirus press briefing, Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston assured claimants checks would be issued starting this week.
I know we're working very closely right now on the certification and the payment process of this. Obviously, a lot of testing will go into that as we're dealing with banking account information and routing information, and we want to make sure that site and system is secure as possible.
But late Friday, the Arkansas Times reported that an applicant identified only as a computer programmer had discovered a vulnerability. He told the Times that before he contacted the Journal, he called the Division of Workforce Services with no result, then alerted Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division. On Saturday, Governor Asa Hutchinson, at a daily coronavirus press briefing, addressed the breach.
Last night, I learned of a potential security incident in which an applicant seems to have illegally accessed the system. When this was discovered, it was necessary to shut the system down. And the sequence of events that we have to go through in our protocols is that law enforcement is notified of the breach. We obviously notify our cyber insurance carrier. Forensics are currently being conducted by an outside IT expert that we want to make sure that the system is in good shape before it goes back online.
The fate of the whistleblower remains unknown. The governor says the PUA program system was cooperatively built by the state departments of commerce and finance with help from an independent IT contractor. Yesterday, Monday morning, the Democratic Party of Arkansas held a press conference demanding a bipartisan investigation. This is Chair Michael John Gray.
Who administered this contract? Who oversaw this contract? What are the ramifications to those who chose this vendor? What are the ramifications to the vendor that has had constant delays and then obviously a huge failure in the ability for people's personal information to be able to be accessed?
At his daily coronavirus press briefing Monday afternoon, Governor Hutchinson brushed off Gray's call to action as shameful, characterizing it as a partisan attack.
This matter is being investigated by the FBI, and my information is that the data was exploited. But when you say exploited, I believe that is a technical term of art that includes visual seeing of somebody else's data. And so that is a concern to us, and that is what constitutes a breach.
The governor says it appears no applicant data has been stolen, and a third-party vendor will certify when the site is secure for opening. At that point, final applications will be taken, and the first round of payments will finally be issued. Pandemic unemployment assistance applicant John Joseph Ray, a self-employed massage therapist and continuing education instructor, says he had to stop treating clients in mid-March.
And then for my continuing education business, I had to stop that around the same time because of the directive about gatherings indoors.
Speaking Saturday late afternoon on the porch of his forested home in Fayetteville, Ray, a former computer programmer and software developer, says the PUA portal has lots of bugs. He's angered by what the PUA applicant turned whistleblower found.
He realized that if he just took some part of the address of the site off, he could actually get into the back end of the site, the part of the website where the programmers do all the programming. And I understand that very well because I used to be a programmer, and I was a software development manager for many years in Dallas, and I managed two websites for my businesses. And not only that, but this programmer was able to find that he could access the database on the site where all this information was stored, the social security numbers, the banking routing numbers, et cetera, for all these people very, very easily. I mean, you wouldn't even need to be a programmer to have been able to access this. And so I was shocked. And also very angry because these are the kinds of things that in the software development world should never happen.
For now, any applicant who clicks on the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance website will see a white screen with large type that says service temporarily unavailable. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.